Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Ben Johnson and the Wiener Circle. Ben was asked about it.
Heard about the hot dog thing with you taking your shirt off?
That's been mentioned. A little disturbing. Why would we want to see that? I'm a man of the people, so... I will tell.
Hey, he didn't say no.
No, he really didn't. He said,
I think it's possible.
Anything's possible!
Talked to Ben the other day about, what does it mean? A coach comes in, they say, well, he changed the culture. He says, buzzwords. That's what it is.
Everybody we talked to from the Bears, I think it's accountability as much as anything.
It's working.
Yep.
I'll tell you, though, I don't have to ask him the Marian Hossa question. It's clear that Ben Johnson works out. You know what I'm saying?
Do you work out a lot, Marian?
Did Ben take his shirt off?
He did take his shirt off. He's a man of the people, let's say that.
Hell yeah!
Come on, get undressed. It's on me.
I can't.
And don't be like that. It's a gift. Take your clothes off.
Man, I'm so proud of you guys. I know you guys are hungry for more, right?
Me too.
Here I come. Oh, here I come.
Oh, let me tell you something. The city of Chicago's hungry too.
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her two tickets to the gun show.
I'm just gonna grab this shirt if you don't mind.
This has to be the feeblest pickup attempt that I have ever encountered. You know, I expected it from the rest of them, Mr. Burgundy, but not from you.
Wait a minute! Pickup attempt? I'm offended! I have very little time to get to the gym, so I have to scope my guns at the office.
Oh, stop calling your arms guns.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you for a full boat today, 6 o'clock. We're here until then talking about all sorts of stuff. Jason Minetti is going to join us in the next hour. So is Kurt Warner. The whole crew is, I think, kind of back together. We are rattled both mentally and physically, but damn it, we are here. Alex is here. Tanny is back. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Damn, it's good to hear the Donnas shouting, take it off, and to hear Ben and the team getting along. I love that Tanny went back and pulled that audio of the first time that Ben addressed this, because I forgot he said man of the people then, because Caleb said man of the people after the game. And that lets you know just how that has been alive probably the entire freaking time.
When he said it, I thought that it was possible. I'm glad that it played out the way that it played out in the biggest fashion that a regular season game could be, where it's Thanksgiving weekend. It's everyone's like just kind of hanging around. Bears fans are all locked in on the game on Prime. And then there's their coach being like, hey, you guys want to go over to the Wiener Circle, get yourself a dog? It's on me.
Well, and that was a take your shirt off kind of win. That's the thing.
100%.
So like that's, you know, people can, it's a statement win, the signature win. That's a take your shirt off kind of, hell yes. And everybody in the country, in the football country knows it. Everybody in Chicagoland knows it. That is a conversation changing win. And our look at our conversation in transition about what's possible for this team. And we'll take your calls in the 4 o'clock hour about some of that. Because, like, the ceiling has changed. The floor has changed. The ceiling is the roof. And the roof sometimes is higher than the ceiling, if I remember correctly.
Sure.
All right?
That can be the case.
Sure, because you could put in a drop ceiling.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then the roof.
The roof's above that. Yeah.
And it's not on fire.
The ceiling is the roof.
It is, MJ. If MJ says it, then you know that it's absolutely true. The fun part of watching, like for me yesterday, like watching the games itself yesterday was not that fun. I didn't think it was a great slate because you had all the great games being played over Thanksgiving. But watching the games play out and watching how everyone's break is like, oh yeah, the Rams lost.
Yeah.
So the Bears are the number one seed now?
It's craziness. I know.
Rock and roll, Spiro Dinas.
Ian, JJ. We're still not sure if Adam Schein's doing a bit.
Well, and the thing is, I sent you guys the Adam Schein one, but it was happening on every network.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as the Rams lost, people were like, here's an updated look at the NFC playoff picture.
Dude.
And
hey, man.
The Bears are the number one seed.
Life comes at you fast. Last Monday, it was me and Aunt Heron here, and I got laughs in transition that day saying, the Bears are playing for the 2 seed on Friday. Because it was like, oh, my God, that's crazy. Remember that, Alex? It was a week ago. And now they're the freaking 1 seed.
Now
they're
playing for a bye.
They're in charge of their own destiny.
They absolutely are.
And I believe they have the tiebreaker. They're going to have the tiebreaker based on conference record over the Rams. I think it's like impossible for the Rams to catch them in that regard.
Well,
but here's the thing. They could also lose to the Packers this week.
They sure could.
And not win the division. Like, hell could come to breakfast at any moment here.
There's no doubt, which is why the Bears fans should live in the along, or in the known. They should live in the known. And the known is that the Bears are 9-3, and they're in first place in the NFC.
How does the along go along with the known? Because living in the along,
I think that in the way that the Bears are using them, they are synonyms to what Gwendolyn Brooks wrote years and years ago.
I'm trying to, yeah.
Wait, what about me along? I'm sorry, what's happening?
No, not, well.
What about former Chargers running back James Brooks? What are we talking about? Or is it Team USA coach Herb Brooks?
No, it's the Illinois poet laureate,
Gwendolyn
laureate. Brooks.
Yeah.
Yes, living the along.
Okay.
I think it's similar to living in the known.
I don't think so.
It's living in the known.
See, that's living in the known. Living in the along, I believe, is living in the present. Isn't it like being mindful and being present?
Yeah, isn't that living in the known?
Oh, man. I don't know. Grody got to the bottom of it, I think.
No, he didn't, because they don't know what they're saying. That's why it's fine if we could take poetic license with the poet laureate of Illinois and throw some stuff in there.
Midday's on the score. They don't know what they're saying.
Not,
I like it.
Not them.
Oh, just Grody.
I'm talking about the Bears. Like, when the Bears are out here talking about living in the known.
I think Ben Johnson knows what he's saying.
I think Ben knows exactly what he's saying.
I'm not sure Caleb does.
I'm not sure that any of us are not walking inside the mind. And let me just say, to speak to the point about Ben.
Yes.
And I talked a little bit about this on House of L. The thing that I love, if you go back to the Charlie Weiss press conference, the decided schematic advantage.
We have a decided schematic advantage, yeah.
The Bears, you can tell me that they're going to lose. You can't tell me that they're going to be outcoached.
Dude, how about that? How about that?
Why'd you make that face, Danny?
Because all coaches, even the best ones, are ultimately outcoached once or twice the way. And maybe that could be a good thing going into the end of the season. Like, if Ben Johnson is outcoached by Matt LaFleur, I don't know if that's going to happen, but like, it could be a good thing, big picture, but happen eventually.
I mean, overall, that you're not walking into a game going, the team has to overcome the coach.
Guys, no, not at all. We're still waiting for a game situation that makes you stand up and go, what the hell is Ben Johnson thinking?
Yeah, you said the quiet part out loud. Like, every time we watch this team, I'm like, we haven't said that yet.
Have we had one? Have we had one that, yes, the kickoff, right? The kickoff that he kicked into the end zone and they should have kicked it out of bounds.
But he,
in like week three, and he owned it and he said, yep, made a mistake there. Like, I believe that's all we have. in terms of game situation. Certainly none bigger than that.
He even owns the minor ones, like during the game where they tried to throw the ball a little bit and a lot of people, including his own team and his offensive line coach, like run the damn ball.
Yeah.
He comes out in the press conference and says, yeah, I should have run the ball more.
Yeah, he's looking down at it, but he's trying to keep everybody honest. Here's the thing. You know why they ran why they threw the ball that much? Because they ran 85 freaking plays. That is the most in a non-overtime game by the Bears since 1999. They ran 85 plays on offense. That's the most in 26 years. Nobody in the NFL has run 85 plays in more than 2 years. Through three quarters, they had 30 minutes of the 45 in time of possession. They dominated that freaking game. So they had to run. They had to throw that much because they had 85 freaking plays.
Watching their run game evolve, and I can't wait till we get the opportunity to talk with Matt Forte tomorrow or with Olin later on in the week.
Actually, Matt Forte is going
right,
to be
Thursday.
Thursday because he's going to be in the studio.
That's right.
That's right.
And we got the book signing on Thursday with Matt Forte.
Yep.
Because watching them just decide, we're going to throw everything at you. This is a really good Eagles front. These are guys that don't ordinarily get pushed around the way that they got pushed around. And you saw them, you saw the Bears use misdirection. You saw them use iso blocks. You saw them use duo. You saw them run inside zone. You saw them run out. Like it was everything. And the thing that I loved about watching it is the amount of guessing that the Philly defense and Fangs had to do on every single play.
Yeah, they did.
They're like, wait, what? Where are they now? Where are they? It was beautiful in its simplicity of misdirection as a concept, right? And we're actually going to make it so that you have no idea how we're going to run the ball at you. And so if you're Jordan Davis or you're Jalen Carter, and you're sitting there going, well, I'm just going to get up the field.
No.
Well, you're not, because we're going to move the line on you.
They got them going side to side.
100%.
They got Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter going side to side. Also, the middle backers, Zach Bond, and those middle backers who are good, they got them going side to side. Nobody was shooting up into the space. And this is the design. They ran to the edges early and then gutted them up the middle. It was crazy, man. Like, decided schematic advantage over Vic Fangio. I mean, Fangio
and Sirianni, who is a really good coach.
And on a short week, too.
Yeah, dude. They didn't really put much new in. I saw Durham Smythe talking about that, saying we didn't really have time to do much and put much new in. We got to carve out some time to talk about Dennis Allen. And because we talked for weeks about what he might do when he has all his pieces back. We got wind of that. We might have time before the top of the hour. Like you said, Lawrence, we're guest heavy. I know you want to get into the run game. We got plenty of time for that as well. But we might be able to squeeze in what DA did as well.
Yeah, DA was outstanding. And the guys, they did their jobs inside the game. And Sean Wright is probably one of the best stories of the year. You're considering everything that he's gone through.
And first team All-Pro Kevin Byard. You've been calling it.
Kevin Byard, man.
Woo! That pick.
He keeps doing it.
Yeah, he does.
He keeps doing the thing of, hey, go ahead. You can totally throw it. I'm never going to make it there. I'm never going to make it to that spot.
No chance.
I've been in the league for forever. I'm so old. I am so old. Oh, there's another pick for me. I'm being all pro this year. I'm Kevin Byard. Thank you very much. It's beautiful to watch.
Yeah, it really
is. He's just out there like, oh, you think that guy's open? Yep, I'm going to turn my back real quick so that you really think he's open. Ha! Ta-da, bitches! Gotcha!
That'd be great. If he was in the XFL, his jersey would be ta-da, bitches. And I would buy one.
XFL!
Sounds like an obvious shirt to me.
Oh, ta-da, bitches!
It does.
Joe, excellent. You listening? He's always listening.
He's always listening. Why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we can hear from Ben about taking his shirt off, and we can hear the Bears talking about the number one seed.
That's right.
While we discuss the beauty of what was an exquisite run game, when you start hearkening back to Walter Payton and Matt Sui, you probably ran the ball real damn well. We'll discuss that next here on the
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Great day to have a day.
I love that.
Let's keep this thing going. Here we go. Let's come out the window today. Here we go.
Afternoons on the Score.
How great of a style of offense is this as we get into the month of December here in these next coming weeks and maybe beyond into January at Soldier Field, running with this offensive line and these two backs.
And we will be playing our best football in December.
It's December!
It is December. Smack dab in the middle of the holiday season, which we were reminded of at the beginning of November.
Yeah, Spiro can say it all he wants now, but you know what? We won't be having him do our games anytime soon. Bears are too damn good for that. Seriously, I bet we're done with Spiro Dinas for 3 years.
I don't think for 3 years.
I bet 3 years. That's how good and at least relevant the Bears are going to be. Spiro's the fifth team. There's no way the Bears on a CBS week are going to be the fifth best choice for the next 3 years.
Okay.
I would
just remind you that
what's
happening to Washington.
Life comes at you fast.
It really. That's why I want everyone to be as crazy as you want to be about this team this year.
Okay.
Just go in.
I'm not saying they're going to be like this good or this competitive or have this kind of record, but they're going to be that relevant. Like if Caleb's there and signs an extension.
It all kind of depends on the opponent, though. You end up with another game against the Raiders.
Bears and Raiders.
Always wonderful to see, especially this time of year. It's the end of the holiday season.
Shut up! That's the only time we're going to hear that, Jamoke. That's it. He's going to be on that holiday drop for the rest of our radio lives. That's fine. But, now, all right. What's the over-under? You're taking the under? How about 2 seasons? If I set the number of 2 seasons, you still taking the under? So this is 25. End of the 27 regular season before we get a Spiro Dinas game.
I feel like, you know, there's a Bears-Titans, you know, like September game. Hey, well,
Cam Ward will be a breakout by then.
I don't think that's happening.
All right. Alex, write it down. No, I say no Spiro Dinas games till the end of 2027.
Brian Porth did text me last night during one of my many layovers at the airports last night and say, hey, I'm watching the Titans and Spiro's on the call for a big AFC South tilt.
That's the games he gets. That's what he gets. That's exactly right. Stay away from the Bears. Don't give us your fake hot dog business. Seriously. Free hot dogs from the Vegas stadium for Spiro.
It still angers me, Spiegs.
I know.
It really bothers me.
Just because the Wiener Circle is back in vogue. That's the last time.
You didn't have to do it. No. You could have taken a dog and you could have dressed it up. All the ingredients. You just go to Trader Joe's and get the ingredients. And
or just don't bother. Or just get the stadium hot dogs and say, the best we could do is a stadium hot dog, but we join you in solidarity.
Is it delicious? Yeah. And the fact that Arch didn't even want to eat the hot dog.
All right, look, the Bears are 9-3. They're the one seed. This is not what we should be doing right now.
I mean, no, but hold on. Let me just.
Can't you guys just be happy?
let me just put a button on this whole
Lawrence
thing
is still
with the fake hot dog.
The hot dog.
One, Arch doesn't eat hot dogs. Two, Aditi's a vegetarian. What were they thinking?
They're pandering. Oh,
rock and roll spirit here.
Yeah, not with us anytime soon.
All right, let's get back to the Bears head coach taking his shirt off. Here's what he told the assembled media about that today.
Ben, I got two questions for you. They're very different in theme. The first one, we obviously understand your eagerness to feed Chicago, but I'm curious when the idea of your shirt removal entered consideration for you on Friday.
Well, yeah, that was a spur of the moment deal, I guess. But I figured the sooner the better because, you know, I'm not in the weight room very much anymore. And so this thing keeps getting a little bit worse as we go along in the season. So, no, it was good, man. I hate to draw attention away from our players, but the intent was to bring up the city of Chicago, and hopefully it gave them a little excitement, and because they're a big part of this journey as we're going through the season also. So wanted to bring attention to them.
Our excellent listener, Greg, texted and said, several women in my life who did not care about football are now very dialed into the Ben Johnson Bears and his good, better chest.
So Layla brought this up on midday. She was saying that the Bears are now crossed over to what she likes to call the Good Morning America crowd. And I think that plays into
there it
where
is.
Where there you go. You have the front lawn, like the front step of your organization is Ben Johnson.
Hey, man.
Why not have it be a handsome guy, dude, who's in really good shape?
People are still wearing Ditka mustaches and sweaters. It's been 40 years. Speaking of that, 40-year anniversary. You guys going to scout the Patriots tonight for the 40-year rematch in Santa Clara? Pats are on Monday Night Football. Or you going to watch the Super Bowl Shuffle documentary on HBO? Maybe a little double feature tonight for your Monday night viewing? You know, just get ready.
All I know is that the Bears threw it back like it was the 80s. If you end up with a statistic where Al Michaels is like, yeah, this hasn't happened since Walter Payton and Matt Sui.
That's two running backs with 100 yards. Just that simply. I can't believe it's been that long, but wow.
And they both ended up over a buck and a quarter, though, right?
And no Bears have ever done that. That's never happened, that you've had two. Over there, this is the second most rushing yards the Eagles have allowed since 1973. Like, the Eagles, people don't manhandle that defensive line like that.
Correct.
The Herb Street moment where he says, look at these linemen, like a symphony working together. I was like, oh my God, Kirk is feeling it.
They were. When you went to their zone run looks, you saw those guys get out on the move and create angles and cut back lanes. And it seemed as if the Eagles' defensive line, and that's why I can't wait to talk with like Forte and Olin about this, it seemed that they were just determined to, nope, we're just going to try and get up the field no matter what. And they kept getting turned. They kept being at bad angles and kept getting turned.
But like the running backs working with the linemen, as many weeks as they have now on this stuff, is what enables it, because both Menungai and Swift went with the flow of the entire line and then, boom, cut that back where the gaping alley was. It wasn't a hole. They were alleys because the Bears line was moving fully in unison.
This is a statistic that I think it's very simple and the math is very simple, which is great for someone like me. But I think that it tells you the entire story of the game. 47 attempts, averaging 6 yards per attempt.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Honestly, that's like kind of just fun with numbers.
It is. Punk, it's fun with numbers.
That's the Cubs manager right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, wow. I can't believe Lawrence said that about our guy, Craig Council. Oh.
I know they lost that game 5 in Milwaukee, and that sucks.
I have wrestling on the brain.
You thought it was this guy.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
I mean, they kind of sound the same.
Oh, I see. Well,
can we do a side-by-side?
That's pretty good, actually. Now, you're right about that. But yeah, that's the Cubs manager.
Not, I don't mean Craig is a punk.
Oh, okay.
Craig seems like a really nice guy.
I mean, yeah. Honestly, that's like kind of just fun with numbers.
Yeah. He's reading Wikipedia.
It's pretty close.
Got a moment. I thought we were going to go to expected yards per carry, which we taught to Matt Forte a couple weeks ago, because that's right there as well.
I want to go. This is just old school. The Bears decided they were going to run the ball.
And they did.
And they ran it.
Yeah.
If this would have said 47 carries at 4.2 yards,
yeah,
you would have gone, man, the Bears had a really good day running the ball. 47 carries and 6 yards a clip
is insane. Can I hear Ben talking about being the one seed? Because that's I mean, it's a crazy world we live in. Here's the head coach from today talking about where they are.
Ben, I know you talked about how important it was just to get the win for the city. But in terms of the NFC standings, to get the win on Friday, but then see what happened yesterday. What was your reaction after that Rams game when you guys become the one seed for now?
Doesn't mean anything. You know, there's 5 games left, so we got a long ways to go, and We have not been guaranteed a spot in the tournament yet. We have to earn that right. And the only way you can earn that right is by finding a way to win the next game. So that's where our sole focus is.
And that's what he has said every step of the way.
And that's where the team's focus should be. The fan base's focus can be wherever it wants to be, because you've been out in the hinterlands for forever. So if there's a little bit of joy and you want to puff your chest out and you want to talk to that Packer fan neighbor or friend or colleague and be like, hey, we're ready now. We got something for your ass now. Then do it. Then do it. This week, do it and enjoy yourself. Enjoy it.
Yeah, man. We got two excellent guests coming up in the next hour. Then in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to take a lot of your calls. Jason Benetti called Packers and Lions on Westwood One. He'll join us at 3:25. But first, it's our quarterback, the Hall of Famer, Kurt Warner. He talks about your number one seed Bears next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.